Chapter 2. A New Face at Trent TV. David Fox's son, Simon, had just graduated from university with a degree in media studies and, to David's joy, had decided to follow in his father's footsteps. David was therefore a happy man when he met his senior employees on Monday afternoon. He had just explained to them about Bruce Kemp's franchise offer and what Trent TV had to do to win it.
"That's fantastic news,"
said Rav, the technical director.
"Just imagine, Australians will soon be able to watch the programmes that we produce."
Jenny Walker, the director, was more cautious. "We haven't won yet. Don't underestimate Anna Webb. I know her well, and she'll do everything she can to get the franchise." David looked at the three people in the room. He had met Jenny 2 years ago when she worked for Channel Web and had immediately offered her a job at Trent TV. Jenny had accepted, and Anna Webb hadn't forgiven either of them. As director, Jenny made the decisions and gave the orders to Rav. It was his responsibility to push the right buttons at the right time. Sally Truman was the production assistant and was extremely efficient. She made sure that everyone involved in the programme was ready and in the right place.
"We are a good team and I believe we can win," said Sally.
The others nodded in agreement and began to discuss the challenge. There was a knock at the door.
"Can I come in?"
said a voice, hesitantly. David jumped to his feet.
"At last! Everyone, you all know my son, Simon. He is going to join our team and I'm sure he will be a great asset in the future."
Jenny and Rav congratulated Simon, but were not happy. Simon had little experience in the field of TV. They needed to concentrate all their efforts on the franchise, not on helping a new employee.
"Now, Rav, Simon wants to be a technical director, so I want you to teach him everything you know."
Both Jenny and Sally smiled, but Rav didn't.
"Sure,"
he replied. The next day, Rav took Simon to the gallery.
"It's amazing,"
whispered Simon.
"There's so much equipment."
Rav laughed and began to explain everything around them.
"Here on the wall, there are lots of monitors which show what is going on in the studio, which is broadcasting the programme, and also in the other studios. That sign is lit up when a programme is on air. And this is where we all sit. I don't want you to touch anything, as it is all set up for the next programme, Pop World."
Simon moved to where Rav had sat down.
"Is this the mixing desk?"
he asked.
"Yes. I'm sure you know that all our equipment is digital."
"I know that an analogue signal is a continuous electronic wave that imitates the shape of the sound wave, but how is digital TV different from the old analogue system?"
"The term digital refers to a method of converting information into an electrical signal by translating that information into bits, a simple code, in the form of ones and zeros. This gives a stronger and more reliable signal, and..."
Rav stopped suddenly as Simon's hand moved towards the mixing desk.
"What does this button do?"